the Supported Employment Coordinating Center of Excellence and the Ohio Department of Mental Health are partnering with peer centers, also called consumer-operated services, throughout the state of Ohio. And the goal of this project is to help people with mental illness to get back to work. So it really fits nicely with what we're already doing in supported employment implementation, because the peer centers have a pretty unique opportunity to help inform people about things related to employment and employment services, so they can talk about things like disclosure or the way that someone's benefits might be impacted by returning to work. The peer centers or consumer-operated services are also in a great position to help link people up with community resources that are available. Sometimes that's supported employment, and sometimes supported employment doesn't exist in the community, so it's a one-stop or a BVR. Another really important part of this project is helping people resolve ambivalence about going back to work. We know that people take a long time sometimes to come to that decision, and change is a process that happens over time. And so we will be working together to find ways to help support people in weighing the pros and cons and really figuring out if it's right for them to go back to work. And lastly, probably one of the more important functions of this project is to really try to increase peer support and the use of peer support for people who are going through the employment process. It's so important to feel like you have a place to vent about things and to problem solve with people and bounce ideas off of them. And for a lot of folks, the success in a supported employment program happens because of the ongoing support that they receive once they're working. And funding that piece of supported employment is also very challenging. And so by partnering with the consumer-operated services, we really hope to be able to extend that ongoing support for folks that's available, and really just start to fold in some natural kinds of friendships and helping relationships that people already have. This story is about John, who works at one of the peer centers that we're collaborating with. He's the assistant director at Choices Social Center in Akron, Ohio. And the reason that I'm so excited to be able to share this story with people is because I think John does a great job of sharing his own story about getting back to work and the value that his job plays for him in his recovery. And he's such a passionate advocate for other folks to be able to realize that same level of satisfaction that he gets from going to work every day. And just listening to some of the things that John has been through in his recovery journey and some of the things that he's been able to overcome since he's been working, it's just remarkable, and it's very inspirational. And I'm hoping that, you know, the staff at other peer centers will be inspired by John and his story and really think and start to value their own experience and the role that they can play in helping cultivate some hope for someone else.